Another episode of Now and New here is part of WQKT and a really cool opportunity for kids at Worcester High School that are part of the band program to get to perform at a pretty great venue, and that's Severance Hall in Cleveland on the east side of town. For those that haven't been there, it's a beautiful place to see a concert. And to talk more about that, we bring in Craig French, who is the band director at Worcester High School. Craig, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing, John?
Good. Doing well. Thanks for doing this. And, you know, I heard the news today, and I obviously want to give the details about this. What is this opportunity for the kids, and how did kids from Worcester, Ohio get selected to do this?
So, thanks for having me on here, and I'm looking forward to doing a performance, as you mentioned, at Severance Hall. It's on January 30th. We're performing at 7 p.m., but it's actually part of a bigger event that's hosted by the Cleveland Institute of Music. It's called the Northeast Ohio Band Invitational. There's four high school bands from the greater Cleveland area. The Cleveland Youth Wind Symphony, which is a sort of like an extracurricular all-star band, if you will, that kids can audition for from around the Cleveland area, and the Kent State University Wind Ensemble. So in all, there's going to be six performances. We are the final performance at 7 p.m. I have, you know, many friends in music education throughout the state, and heard about this event and just started asking around a little bit. And it's a combination of them being willing to allow us to perform based on the reputation of the program at Worcester. And then just me expressing interest and our desire to participate was a huge part of it as well. So it's networking combined with a lot of work that happened before I was even hired at Worcester. So,
well, I mean, it's a really cool opportunity for kids getting to perform it at Severance Hall too. It's kind of that opportunity. I wouldn't say of a lifetime, but I mean, Cleveland's orchestra is pretty well thought of, and, you know, performing on a high level venue like that, that's a cool opportunity for kids, isn't it?
Yeah. And I would go with an opportunity of a lifetime. I would go that far. You know, performance halls like that are few and far between. You know, 10 to 15 years ago, they did a multi-million dollar facelift and upgrade to that performance space. And it's one of the premier performance halls in the entire world. It's acoustically perfect. It is gorgeous inside. And then the idea that you are on the same stage that the world's best musicians have been, you know, blessed to perform on is a huge, huge a privilege. And it's an opportunity. It's hopefully something they will remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, Severance Hall opened in 1931, home of the Cleveland Orchestra. And as you said, it's held some unbelievable performers over the years. What have the kids told you about that? What do they know about Severance Hall? How much do they know about it, I guess, is the question.
They don't know much at all. And so that's part of the advantage of this, is we get to learn about why something like this is so special. The fact that we have, you know, we are lucky to live in a place that we're close to something like that. You know, Chicago, New York, LA, there's a lot of great places, you know, special places to play in classical music world. And Severance Hall is up there as one of them. And so being this close to it, an hour away, but then also being able to talk about careers in music and how do you get to be able to do that on a regular basis? You know, if you were, if you wanted to put on performances to standing ovations on a regular basis, what does that look like for a student? Things like that are, I think, a huge part of why we decided to pursue it.
Well, I mean, is this an opportunity, Craig, then for those kids that are looking at, you know, I'm debating between going into business for college or following the stream of, you know, musical performance? Is this that opportunity to maybe get a couple of those kids to go down that path of being an arts major in college?
Yeah, I think that part of my job as a music educator is to encourage the right kids, right? And so because we are blessed with this program at Worcester High School, which allows us to audition a premier ensemble, Those kids are driven, they're talented. And if they decide they wanted to do that, this maybe is a little, you know, sugar on top about what it's like. Now, you know, it's really important that I have conversations with the students about what it takes to get there. You guys have heard the saying, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And the answer is practice. And so, you know, we could say the same thing about how do you get to Severance Hall, practice. So, but it's an important, I think that experiences like that, I can only speak for myself, but I've had, I can remember three or four performances in my life that were very, very special to me that cemented my desire to teach music for a living. And I think things like this can do the same thing for a student just, you know, on the fence about their life's devotion.
Yeah, that's really cool. I remember when I was in high school, I did a lot of choir and theater in high school, and I performed in Hairspray at the Akron Civic Theater. And I remember it being a moment for me that, you know, and just having that moment growing up in Akron and getting to play the part I did on that stage, it resonates with you. It stays with you, you know?
Awesome. Yeah, I agree completely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess, what are you going to tell the kids then that you think might want to pursue that? What are you going to tell them in that moment to remember, to hash out in their own mind?
Yeah. I just want to point out to them, you know, how did that feel? We're going to talk about it when we're done. You know, what did it sound different to you? Was the experience just aesthetically, did it feel different? Did it seem different to you? And if so, why did you like that? And hey, if that's something you think turns you on for this, you know, potential career, let's talk about that. You know, you have to have an honest conversation with students about careers in music, just like any career. You got to be honest about what it takes to be successful, about what it takes as a prerequisite. But experiences like this open the door for kids to even consider it. So that's a great perspective.
Who knows? Maybe you have the next first trumpet for the Boston Philharmonic or one of those, you know, great orchestras around the world. Who knows where that is? So, yeah, you never know. Could be here, right here in Worcester. Craig, I appreciate your time today and wish you guys the best of luck with this. I think it's really cool for the kids, and thanks for everything.
Yeah. Thank you so much, John.
Absolutely.